All right, it's time for a fishing report. Hey, Leaf.
What's going on, Depp?
Well, I'm doing okay. It's a little colder nowadays. Oh, I'm dressing a little warmer.
Yep, I got this knit hat on for the first time this year. sporting the beanie now for the first time.
Yeah. So are we getting to the end of trout season? Is that what's...
Well, yeah.
What do you think?
The formal trout season, as far as like when you're allowed to fish for them. I mean, if I were allowed to, I'd give it a shot all winter. But yeah, the trout season is going to be ending at the end of September here. And there's been no real word on steelhead opener yet at all.
Is that normal?
Well, you know, I mean, usually if you're going to like try to read bones or stones about it, that means it's going to be probably late first or second week. I mean, we have the numbers. A lot of the time what they're trying to do at that point is let a decent amount of hatchery fish get up the river so that in targeting these steelhead, we don't put too much of a hurt on the wild fish.
Mm-hmm. Is the condition of the river a factor too?
Well, I mean, I've been talking to a few people about it, and the underlying point of all this is it doesn't change anything in that the mission of this fishery is to remove hatchery fish from the spawning grounds, and with less spawning grounds, I would say it's actually more important than ever this season.
Yeah.
So they're probably just trying to make sure the numbers are good up here. You know, they're always just trying to be careful that we're being kind to the wild fish. So, you know me, I'll be jonesing, but I'll have to find something else potentially to fish for a few weeks, which is okay.
We're thinking 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, you know, maybe a couple weeks there. It's really hard to tell. First thing I find out, I'll be letting you all know. But right now, the fishing's been good. You know, we got October caddis, just these huge, beautiful bugs coming off every evening, and you know, sporadically throughout the day, golden stones, some green drakes, these really cool-looking small stones and duns. Just a real variety of bug life out right now that's just fun to watch in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah, I know. The cold weather does have a whole distinct hatch goes with it.
Yeah, you bet. Back to the meatier bugs and the a little bit more variety right now. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the fishing's been great. I got my my boy Finley and Leo, got them their first push-button Zebco-style spinning rods the other day. And Finn and I went and broke his in while his big brother was at school. And, man, I was just kind of setting stuff down on the bank. And he says, "Fish on, Dad." And he'd second cast all by himself, fish on. And, you know, he put down like I think he got four of them that evening, and the biggest one was about 14, 15 inches with a with a bobber and a golden stone on his spinning reel. Oh, man. I don't know who was more excited.
I remember those Zebco reels. I had a few of them.
Yeah, you got to love them. I mean, they're simplistic. They're, you know, they're really super easy. Finley, you know, he's getting down his cast, and so is Leo as far as the fly rod goes, but it can be a little difficult to put together the hook setting, reeling up all that extra line, and then landing. Usually I'll help them out with the hook set, and once it's on the reel, it's their job. So this way, it's all on the reel, and it's all good.
I'm just guessing, but Finley's about four or something, right?
Yeah, he'll be turning five in November. And, you know, and so that was his first one solo. And the funniest thing is that Leo got his at like 2.5 up there at Patterson Lake. You know, he was just sitting in the chair randomly reeling the thing every time I'd, you know, go over there and bait it back up for him. And he got his first perch there when he was about 2.5, 3 years old up at Patterson.
How'd he do when he came home from school and Finn had caught his fish? Was he a little jealous?
Or? Well, yeah. Usually he's like, "What's up? When's my daddy time?"
Yeah.
And so we went out the next night. And it's a little bit more difficult to juggle two at once, but, you know, we have good times. I recommend anybody that can either take your kids out or, you know, if you can facilitate or help out getting youngsters out there. That's what's going to keep this sport growing and the opportunities out there for
us. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, and, you know, there's multiple river cleanups out there. You can stay in touch with that on this radio here. I want to thank John Crandall for that epic Fish Geek segment about the lamprey. And, you know, I just, if anybody wants to get out there or possibly plan their steelhead trip for this coming fall, just give us a call, 429-7298, or look us up at the Fly Fishers Pro Shop, Medhaw Fishing Adventures. I'll have our blog up to date, and we'll get you out on the water having fun. And, you know, enjoy the fall, take care of each other, and get your fish on.